This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Kyle Rittenhouse's fate is decided. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Kenosha, Wisconsin was set ablaze in August of 2020 after police shot but didn't kill Jacob Blake. The police were called because Blake was violating a restraining order against him due to a sexual assault. He would not comply with officers and resisted arrest. He was largely unaffected by two attempts by officers to tase him and stop him from wielding the knife that he had in his possession. Blake was paralyzed from the incident, and protests led to riots and the burning of city blocks and destruction of property. Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 17 years old at the time, joined with other volunteers to help keep people safe and protect businesses during the second night of unrest. He and others were armed with semi-automatic weapons and first aid kits. A video interview of Rittenhouse earlier that night has him explaining, "Part of my job is also to help people. If there's somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle, because I have to protect myself, obviously. I also have my med kit." During that night, Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded another in self-defense. More than a year later, Rittenhouse, charged with two counts of homicide and attempted homicide, sat in a courtroom with his fate in the hands of 12 jurors, 7 women and 5 men. After 2 weeks of testimony and almost 3.5 days of deliberation, the jury announced their verdict. Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all charges. Mark Richards, the lead defense attorney for Rittenhouse, commented about his client's actions that, "Mr. Rosenbaum was shot because he was chasing my client because he was going to kill him, take his gun, and carry out the threats that he made. When my client shot Joseph Rosenbaum, he feared for his life. He feared because of the prior threats to prior statements and the violent acts witnessed by my client." After the jury issued their innocent verdict, Judge Bruce Schroeder told the court that, "The charges against the defendant on all counts are dismissed with prejudice, and he's released from the obligation of his bond." He also promised to take every measure to protect the members of the jury and keep them safe. Jurors in this case had been harassed by media, and at an earlier point in the trial, the judge threw out MSNBC for following and video recording the jury members. "Pray for everyone involved with this trial and that protests won't devolve into violent retaliation." Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.